City Council come back from recess. It is still Wednesday. It is still Thursday. Welcome to the time warp. It's still Thursday. It is December 15th, 2011. It is, we have a 3 o'clock time certain, and by the time we read all the preliminaries, shouldn't it be, is that clock slow? We have 2 minutes. So, Carla, how are you?
I'm well.
Good. Ben, how are you? Fine. Good. Big plans for the holidays?
Me?
Yeah.
My kids are going out of town, so my wife and I are going to be enjoying a brief respite where all we have to do is work.
Oh.
Around the house.
Music.
Or just working.
Just working.
Music to the employer's ears. We have to kill just one more minute. Carla, what are you doing for the holidays?
I'm off all next week. So,
you are?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'll either be in Springfield at my mom's or mostly here.
Great. My sister cuts hair in Springfield, so if you need a haircut, she's right down there on 4th Street, Springfield, Oregon.
There you go, free advertising.
Yeah, free advertising. Probably broke a few laws on ethics advertising. Kim Adams.
What's the name of the salon?
Adams Shirt.
You know, I think it's called the 4th Street Salon.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's good at it. Yeah. She has steady hands, unlike her brother.
Steady hands. She older or younger?
Young, older. She'll kill me for that's hopefully not on the air. Oh, I guess it is. All right, it's 3 o'clock. Carla, can you please read the title for item number, time certain report, item number 1380?
Accept Cully Concordia Community Action Plan Report.
I'm very pleased today to, if folks would come forward, all of you, who's coming forward to provide reports? You're going to start? Okay, well, please come forward. Don't be afraid. You didn't want to approach the table, did you, Debbie? I'm very pleased to provide an opportunity for the council to hear a report on what I think is one of the best community plans, neighborhood plans, and now action plans. And it really is testament to the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, a whole bunch of partnerships in the city with other bureaus, but the great folks from this part of town who really have put their heart and soul not only to the plan, but to make it happen. So it's an opportunity for some good news. Ms. Bishop.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. Debbie Bischoff, Senior Planner, Northeast District Liaison for the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. The Cully Concordia Community Action Plan is a result of a school's family housing initiative planning study that took place in 2007 and 2008 that looked at the success of families with children and the broader community in part of Concordia and most of the Cully neighborhoods. The Cully Concordia Community Action Plan was developed and is now being implemented by city agencies and other city bureaus, other agencies, and a vast array of community stakeholders. City Council approved the Cully Concordia Community Assessment Report and Action Plan back in November 2008, and in November 2009, you were presented the first highlights report. It's 2 years later, and now we're going to share with you the results of the activities and achievements of the last 2 years, and also talk with you about the activities underway in this coming year. As you know, this part of Northeast Portland, and for those in the audience, the study area is Northeast 28th to 82nd and Northeast Prescott to Columbia Boulevard, is an area where there's a lot of challenges, deficiencies, and programs, facilities, services, such as inadequate streets, lack of developed parks and community center, lack of neighborhood-serving businesses, and school facilities that are in need of accommodating students and in need of other improvements to meet the needs of the students and families in the area. There's also areas of poverty, and there's language barriers.
When was the area annexed to the city?
The area in the Cully neighborhood was annexed in the mid-1980s. Opposing all of these needs is a community rich with diverse cultures and languages, active residents, business people, and community organizations, committed educators, and service providers. As you can view in Exhibit 1, of your packet, there are numerous projects and activities completed, underway, and planned by a variety of stakeholders to improve the Cully Concordia area for families and the greater community. I just want to take a moment to quickly highlight a few of the key city accomplishments and activities. The Bureau of Transportation's Safe Routes to Schools program has been active in Cully Concordia schools. Engineering reports have been completed for Fabian, Scott, and Al Rigler, and safety improvements have begun. The city has funded classes that Portland Community College Volunteer Literacy Tutoring Program has administered for adult English speakers of other languages. This is really important for the adults to be able to learn English to assist their children in school, but also for their own education and employment advancement. The Bureau of Planning and Sustainability also convened a broad-based group of agency and organizations to complete an early childhood needs assessment to understand conditions and make recommendations to improve the lives of parents and young children 0 to 5 years old. And we believe this is the first needs assessment of its type in Multnomah County. Multnomah County Early Care and Education Committee has adopted the report with recommendations, and it's in its work program for the upcoming year. The city's funding application to the Oregon Transportation and Growth Management Program for a Cully Main Street and Local Street Plans project was approved, and $100,000 was provided for the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and the Bureau of Transportation to complete the project. The planning effort will propose rezoning of selected properties along Cully Boulevard and Killingsworth Street area to allow more businesses in this business-deficient neighborhood. It will also develop a local street plan to improve connectivity, offer new and cost-effective and green street designs and funding options to facilitate community-prioritized local street improvements. Last but not least, and I know the mayor will appreciate this, the Cully Boulevard Green Street opened in May to the cheers of the community.
Activity. And it looks fantastic.
And it works fantastically.
It works fantastic.
City-led or funded activities for the next year include the Safe Routes to Schools program will complete safety improvements based on available funding. With the city's continued funding of the adult English for speakers of other language classes, those classes will continue, and there's partnerships with Hacienda Community Development Corporation and Portland Public Schools, specifically Rigler School, to bring about and educate more adults in English language. The Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and the Office of Transportation will develop a staff report with recommendations for the Cully Main Street and Local Street Plan project, and we'll bring forward to you those recommendations forward to the Planning and Sustainability Commission and City Council at public hearings in the spring of 2012. Portland Parks and Rec is busy also, and they will be completing a neighborhood park master plan with the community for a park site at 52nd and Alberta Street. They will also continue to work with community on phased development of Thomas Cully Park. And finally, Portland Development Commission staff will continue to work with business community and the broader community in establishing neighborhood prosperity areas around Cully Boulevard and 42nd Avenue Main Streets. This is an exciting time for the Cully Concordia area, as numerous initiatives, all in line with the goals and objectives of the Portland Plan and its equity emphasis, are happening with broad-based community partnerships that are a foundation of what this community is all about. As I close my presentation, there's just a few things I want to note. Gary Withers from Concordia University, who's out in the audience, asked me to add one more highlight to the highlights report, and it's a Concordia University accomplishment. He says, Concordia University has allocated 52% of the usable time on its new Concordia University and Community Athletic Complex for community use. Its partner, Northeast United, is now recruiting over 50 Rigler School students for a new NEU soccer program. And this implements Action Item 3F, which speaks to creative partnerships in the provision of recreation services. I just want to let you know that there's city staff in the audience. If you have questions from the Bureau of Transportation, Parks and Rec, and I'm not sure if PDC is here, to answer any questions you might have. And, of course, the community partners, those who are able to attend today, there are many in the audience, and some of them would like to share their thoughts. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Any initial discussion with Debbie? All right.
Thank you. Oh, is Christy?
Oh, is Christy, Principal Christy here? All right. Then do we have people signed up?
Yes, we have 8 people signed up.
Okay.
The first 4, please come on up, are Ray Espana, David McKenzie, Nathan Teske, and Laura Young.
Welcome back.
Hi. Thank
you. Glad you're here. Mr. Espana, would you like to go first?
Be happy with Mayor Adams, thank you. It's always a pleasure and blessing to be with you. Commissioners, welcome. I just want to take a minute of my time and say how privileged I am to be here on behalf of NEA and personally to really celebrate the work that my colleagues and I have tried to do in the community, and it's been met with just great response. I think the achievements, the accomplishments that we are promoting, are we documenting, I think is just the kind of the tip of what we can do. I think the work that I'm doing more recently in the area of the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative has met with just great response by residents and our local business people to kind of take it to the next step. So I am respectful of your time and my colleagues' time. I just want to say on behalf of myself and anything that NEA can do, we will continue to support the work of partners in the community. We look to some innovative and creative solutions to many of the challenges that face our residents. So I just want to thank you for all your support over the years. And again, I look to you for continued leadership and support as we move forward. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you. David McKenzie with PCC, the Volunteer Literacy Tutor Program. I'd like to just extend our thanks for supporting our program and helping us. I'd just like to just update you briefly. We have, just in terms of numbers, we have 42 students signed up at Regular School and Salon Communal that we partner with Portland Public Schools and Hacienda. And for a total of 600 hours so far, we have 8 volunteer tutors. You know, I'm quite staggered at the kind of support that we get in the community. And so I'd just like to thank you on behalf of the tutors and the students. I'd also like to mention that we are actually opening another site at the PCC Metro Workforce Center. So we'll be partnering with the state. They have a presence at that site as well with a view to increasing work skills and so on and so forth. And the other thing I wanted to say is wanted to echo what Ray, I just met Ray outside. There was one other thing, and I didn't write it down.
Welcome to our lives.
I know. It was a good one.
Yeah,
it was real.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for
leveraging
a very modest amount of staff availability and your own extra efforts to leverage all the volunteer help. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
When it comes back to you, just email us and we'll
all right. Raise your hand. We'll call on you. Sir.
Yes. My name is Nathan Teske. I'm the Director of Community Economic Development at Hacienda CDC. Our director, Victor Merced, sends his regrets that he was not able to be here today. Hacienda owns 300 units of affordable housing in the Cully neighborhood. And we also own the Ortiz Community Center that probably many of you are familiar with on Killingsworth. We have been involved in many of the projects that Debbie has worked on. Kudos to Debbie. You have an excellent staff person in Debbie Bischoff, and her advocacy for Cully and Concordia is outstanding. Hacienda, just for your information, for those of you who don't know a lot about us, besides affordable housing development, we have programs and services in the areas of youth and family services that focus primarily on the neighborhoods where we have housing in the Cully neighborhood and also a small property in St. John's. We also have a home ownership and foreclosure prevention program and have participated in the mortgage payment assistance program for all of Multnomah County. And then my department, Community Economic Development, which includes adult education, including the ESL classes that David mentioned, Spanish language adult education programming so that Spanish-speaking immigrants can obtain their primary and secondary degrees. We have over 70 graduates in the last 2 years in that program, including some folks over the age of 60 who have obtained their primary school education in their native language of Spanish. We have workforce development programming in the area of green jobs, green technology. And we have a microenterprise development program made famous perhaps by, most famous by our tamale vendor program that sells in 11 farmers markets around the town and uses the commercial kitchen that Hacienda owns in the Ortiz Community Center. The energy that has developed out of our microenterprise training and working in the Latino community where starting a business is almost second nature to a lot of folks who live in the U.S., but in their home countries often aren't able to get jobs in the formal sector, and starting a business is just in their blood. We have convened a group of about 35 Latino entrepreneurs far and beyond the Cully neighborhood, and indeed the entire Portland metro area, most of whom have come through our training around the idea of developing a Latino public market here in Portland, or a mercado. We have prioritized Cully and Concordia as our first choice for that, but we want, if there's not a site available, we will look at other sites in Portland as well. We met with the mayor back in July. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for that meeting. And we are looking for support for what we think is a true community-led economic development project that would be transformative, we believe, to the Latino community, not just in Portland, but in the metro region. So I'd be happy to speak to any of the other commissioners about this project. I know Commissioner Fish knows a little bit more about us. He's been out at our properties and seen a little bit more of our programs in action. But we are very excited about this project and open to meet with anyone who wants to hear more about it.
It's a really great project, and we continue to do the looking for opportunities to participate with you on our side. So we're probably the end of January be able to get back together. Hi, welcome.
Hi. My name is Laura Young. I'm the transportation chair for the Cully Association of Neighbors, and I've lived in Cully since 2004. I'm here today on behalf of the Cully community to thank you. I'll back a little bit from that because my voice carries. And to thank the city planning staff, PBOT, and the Bureau of Transportation for their exemplary work they have done to identify unmet needs in Cully and in prioritizing and implementing select actions across a diverse range of goal areas identified by the community. The support and guidance provided by the city planning staff in the development of the Cully Concordia Action Plan has fostered an unprecedented level of communication, cooperation, and unified commitment among our many and diverse community partners, organizations, and individuals. And it is an effort of which I am proud to be a part. Cully has experienced a great many successes and community improvements since the implementation of the Community Action Plan. And we look forward to continuing improvement as our goals become realized in the coming years. I would also like to thank the council for their ongoing support of this endeavor, and in particular, Mayor Adams and Commissioner Fritz, for their tremendous support and advocacy for creating social and economic equity in all the communities to which you have given a voice. And the rest I will leave to people who are a little more skilled since they are all here.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you all for your great work. We really appreciate it very much. Next three, four.
Four are Evans Martin, Ann Brothert, Gary Withers, and Anya Holcomb.
So as folks are assembling, it's when you look at the annexation map, this part of Portland was annexed between 1981 and 1990. So we have between 130 and 120 years to make up. And thanks to you, we're getting there. Would you like to begin?
Sure. My name is Evans Martin. I am the vice chair and land use representative for the Cully Association of Neighbors. And I'd just like to say that we are thrilled at the opportunity to address some longstanding economic development needs within the community through providing funding and support through PDC for the, I'm talking about the MPI. Sorry, I forgot my title. for the community to come together and develop its own economic development strategy. locally raised funds through commitment funds and TIF financing are given the opportunity to shape what the economic district will look like and how it will best serve the needs of our community. There is an electricity in the air in Cully, a synergy that is happening between city initiatives such as the Cully Concordia Action Plan, the Main Street Initiative, Cully Green Streets, the MPI districts of 42nd Avenue and Cully Boulevard, and the comp plan update, and all the hard work of nonprofits like NEA, Hacienda, for example, the Mercado Initiative, Verde's Championship of the Thomas Cully Park Project, and the 42nd Avenue Business District's Main Street Initiative. Central Northeast Neighbors Small Grant Program funded through ONI has made a lot of smaller projects that wouldn't have been funded happen. Years and years of hard work from these various sectors are culminating in what feels like a welcome cascade of change. Residents and stakeholders feel heard and have a great appreciation for all of this investment and faith that will continue to develop. It has taken a long time and a lot of patience, and we are now starting to see the payoff of all of this foundational work that is made possible through truly innovative initiatives like the NPI and exciting partnerships like Verde's work with Portland Parks. It's just exciting to see all of these different goals of the Concordia Action Plan coming to fruition, and especially how the NPI can take that to the next level. And in particular, we would like to thank you, Mayor Adams, for your commitment towards helping the Cully neighborhood and other neighborhoods like it combat the challenges that current economic climate has brought. We spoke, and you were obviously listening. We would also like to thank Debbie Bischoff and her team at BPS for their dedication and unwavering commitment to creating the conditions for these areas, for the Cully Concordia Action Plan to succeed. I cannot tell you the number of times I've seen Debbie and her colleagues hard at work in the neighborhood on the weekends, well into the night. It just never stops. So also, you can reach them anytime for email. They can give you all the files you need. They're never grumpy. It's amazing. So we're hopeful that in the future, the city will find a way to provide bus service along Cully Boulevard that connects residents to local neighborhood staples such as the grocery store and pharmacy. But we also look forward to continuing our work with the city. At long last, we are beginning to see the payoff from all of the collective work, but we are a long way from the finish line, and we are sure that this long-term success will be continued to see fruition with these partnerships with the city. So thank you guys so much.
Well, thanks for all your efforts, all your work. Appreciate it. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you. My name is Ann Rothert, and I come here wearing many, many hats. One of them is I was actually born and raised in Concordia, and I was involved in back when 42nd Avenue was a target area, so I feel very much like 42nd Avenue is sort of the little engine that could, and we're finally really getting there. I also want to thank Debbie Bischoff for all her work, and you, Mayor Adams, for the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative. It's great to see things really coming to work. I also work for the Child Care Improvement Project, and so I'm particularly interested in the education and early care piece of the plan. And one of my hats is also I'm a member of the Early Care and Education Committee of the Early Childhood Council of Multnomah County, and I am here to present a letter to you from the committee written by the two current co-chairs in which they support the plan, and they also support the idea that this plan be replicated, used as a model to replicate throughout the city as other areas look at issues of child care, which is also a work development issue and a small business development issue. And one of the recommendations is to expand the availability, eligibility, capacity, and affordability of preschool and child care programs in the area and to identify and create indicators to evaluate future progress. So I just would like to present copies of this letter to the council. And I want to thank you for all your support of this and just watching 42nd really come to life.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your work. Hi, welcome.
Hello. My name is Anya Holcomb, and I am a resident of the Cully neighborhood as well as a pastor at Mosaic Church in Northeast Portland. One goal of the Cully Concordia Action Plan, number 4C, is to build connections with faith communities and to explore partnerships between churches and schools. Over the past few years, I've witnessed the immense value of faith communities working alongside other organizations. Through partnerships, Mosaic Church has developed with schools, churches, and nonprofit organizations in the Cully neighborhood. Examples of two such partnerships include Mosaic's relationship with Harvey Scott School and the Northeast Emergency Food Program. Recent outcomes of the Mosaic-Harvey Scott partnership include Mosaic care for Harvey Scott staff through a complete remodel of the staff lounge and monthly staff appreciation gifts. mosaic support for students through classroom volunteers, and a kindness revolution program designed to teach kindness, respect, and positive leadership skills.
Where were you yesterday when people were yelling at us? We needed you here.
We'll bring it down here.
Thank you.
Ongoing schoolyard maintenance and beautification, and an annual holiday craft fair for Harvey Scott families. Mosaic partners with the Northeast Emergency Food Program, NEFP, located in the heart of Coley, by contributing food and volunteer hours. Mosaic is also collaborating with NEFP to develop a program called Land into Food and Employment. The goal of this program is to use undeveloped land in Coley to offer sustainable, organic food options while providing jobs within the neighborhood. Just last week, Mosaic and NEFP facilitated the provision of 30 food boxes to Harvey Scott for families in need during this holiday season. Moving forward, Mosaic plans to continue our role of forming partnerships that address community needs in Coley. We envision a mentoring program that provides Coley children with access to trustworthy, caring mentors. We envision being a resource to other faith communities who desire to establish partnerships with Coley schools. We envision supporting the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative's Coley Boulevard Main Street development. We're thrilled that Coley was chosen. Thank you so much to everyone from the city who played a role in this. And finally, we envision partnering with Coley neighbors to support the replacement of the Town Plaza and its sex industry establishments located at Northeast Coley and Killingsworth with establishments that will promote neighborhood health and livability. The owners of the Town Plaza are currently under federal investigation for money laundering and widespread prostitution operations. A 50-page affidavit documents the interviews and eyewitness accounts of illegal acts that regularly occur within these establishments. The Harvey Scott principal stated that middle school girls have been propositioned as they wait at the school bus stop directly across the street. Multiple sources, including neighbors, nonprofit organizations, law enforcement, and schools, have expressed a desire to see this business replaced by an establishment that will bring a positive presence to Coley. In closing, our hope is that Mosaic's example of community partnership and collaboration can serve as a model for faith-based work in the Coley neighborhood as we continue to carry out the Coley Concordia Action Plan for the good of our neighborhoods and our city. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks to your organization. Just absolutely fantastic. Appreciate it. Speaking of fantastic organizations, the athletic facility looks great.
Well, Gary Withers from Concordia University, and we are extraordinarily grateful for your leadership, Debbie Bischoff's incredibly catalytic leadership and dynamic leadership. She's the sine qua non of much of the success that you've
Okay, what does that
heard.
Mean?
You know, I debated whether or not to use
Mr.
that word.
Fancy private school.
Yeah, yeah. That without which, nothing. So she is the one.
Let the record note, Commissioner Saltzman knew exactly what you were saying.
E pluribus unum, thank you. And we are very grateful, very, very grateful for your leadership and support, particularly the support of Commissioner Fish. We received a wonderful partnership grant from the Portland Timbers, and that, along with support from our friends at Nike, have played a huge role in the development of the field. And I wish I could share with you a huge picture of the Nike MLK Community Store's holiday party last week on our field at 25 degrees with about 60 kids from Fabian Elementary School all running around having a wonderful time. None of the kids were wearing coats. That just bothers me as a grandparent. But other than that, everybody was having a wonderful time. When I've been here in the past, we've talked about Goal 3K, which relates to library use and lack of library resources. And 2 years ago, Concordia opened the George White Library and Learning Center, and we're very pleased to report that nearly 2,000 free community library cards have been issued. The library is constantly filled with members of the community. Over 150 different community groups have used the facility free of charge. And last week was just a prime example of that. We had five or six community groups, including about 100 members of the community there for a little symposium on closing the achievement gap. And then moving forward, we want to mention three quick things. One is that Concordia remains very committed to our partnership with Fabian Elementary School. We're in discussions with Portland Public Schools, hoping the next bond measure will be announced soon, looking forward to the renovation and actually the rebuilding of Fabian Elementary School, which should include then, we hope, an early childhood development center as well as a health clinic, as well as an opportunity to have a collaborative location with our College of Education. We anticipate continuing to work with Fabian at a level where we're really signing on as part of the accountability equation for improving the achievement of the 425 students at Fabian. Over 200 of our students nearly every semester are over at Fabian working with the students on a regular basis. Also, we're pleased to announce that we'll be launching a partnership with NEA Child and Family Center starting in January, focused again on academic tutoring and mentoring. And then finally, we are launching a program online to start with related to Homeland Security. And we know that that presents both economic and other opportunities with public safety organizations in Portland and beyond. And we look forward to working with each and every one of you and you, Mr. Mayor, on that opportunity. And thank you for those kind words.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you all very much.
May I just say before you leave, I want to have a personal thanks to Concordia University for being an exemplary part of our community. You have graciously hosted the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, Russian-speaking youth, and multiple other organizations that I'm connected with to your facilities. And you also do the volunteering in the community. Your staff and students are exemplary. Thank you.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Thank you very much.
Two more who requested to speak.
Yeah.
We have Kristen Kunin and Tony DeFalco.
And Warren, could you come up as well? Yes, you. I want folks to know that it's a city-county partnership on the MPI. But welcome. Glad you're here. Would you like, why don't you begin?
Thanks. Hi, Tony DeFalco. I'm the coordinator of the Let Us Build Cully Park Coalition. This is a coalition of 17 community-serving organizations in the Cully neighborhood, including Verde, NEA, Hacienda, Rigler School, Scott School, PCRI, and many others. Wanted to report to you some excellent progress we've made over the last year to bring Cully Park to life. Cully Park, as you know, is a closed and capped 25-acre landfill in the neighborhood. We've done a lot of work in terms of addressing the pre-development activities necessary to build the park, including soil assessment of the community garden site. And for that, we want to thank the Bureau of Environmental Services and the Portland Brownfields program specifically for really championing the effort and bringing resources to the table to be able to make that happen. We want to thank Commissioner Fish and the Parks Bureau for their support in bringing the park to life and helping us with respect to addressing the issues in order to build a park. And we want to specifically identify the catalytic effect that this park can have on the community. This is one of the most park-deficient neighborhoods in Portland, 13,300 people in the neighborhood, one 4.6-acre park with no developed facilities on it for children to play, for example. So you need to go outside of the neighborhood to access places to play soccer or football or things like that. So in addition to providing the park amenities, it provides an economic opportunity. Full build-out of the park is $18 million. We've created a phase one design that's around $2 to $3 million. And our goal is to create opportunities for local residents who are experiencing high levels of poverty to be able to access those economic opportunities in terms of job training, as well as job opportunities to build the park. So it's a win-win, creates jobs, creates a park amenity to allow people to exercise and be outside in a safe place where there are a few sidewalks in the neighborhood, and it's gonna have over a mile and a half of trails on the site, soccer fields, baseball fields, and so forth. So we wanted to thank the leadership from the city, and we wanted to thank Debbie and the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability for highlighting the issues of especially lack of access for young kids to be able to play outside in a safe space and assisting us in bringing that to life. So thank you.
And when you're not doing this kind of volunteer advocacy work, what do you do?
I'm being paid part-time to do this advocacy for Verde and NEA. I'm housed at NEA currently.
Great. Thank you for your work. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm Christy Kunin. I'm the principal at Rigler, and I'm one of the larger schools in Cully. And I was really interested to know that Fabian got hooked up with Concordia and Harvey Scott with Mosaic. I just want everybody to know we're available. Love to have a partner.
PCC, there. We just made a connection.
I'll be talking to you. So thanks for having us, and thanks for the city's support. Debbie has been phenomenal in working with our community to highlight some of our needs, help us advocate for ourselves. We're kind of isolated out there in the east part of the city, and it's been great to see all the improvements that are going on. I wanted to give you a little bit of the school perspective and what we're doing at school and how the improvements affect us, and also just give you an idea of some of the needs that we still have and ways that we think we could affect the Coley community. I'm particularly referencing goal number one, schools as multi-purpose centers of the community, and really wanting to offer our school as a way to get that need met. In Coley, 3 out of every 10 persons is a child, where in the rest of the city, it's only 1 out of every 10 people. So we have a huge number of small kids coming to schools. You may have kept up with all the news about the enrollment balancing and PPS and know that our school, after its many trials and tribulations, has finally been determined to be too small to house all of our kids for once and for all, just like we said, too small. So our kids last year, our oldest kids, got moved to Vernon. This year we're a K-6. We're the only one in the district, but we fit. Next year it looks as if we'll be a K-5, and our middle schoolers will have to move yet again. My middle school kids have been moved 8 times in the last 10 years. So from my perspective, my kids need a home. My families need to know that their kids are safe and where they're going to go from year to year, and so do kids. Our families come with lots of skills and lots of opportunities, lots of rich cultural and linguistic diversity, but they're lacking a lot of services. And while the neighborhood is getting developed and things are happening, we still need sidewalks, we need buses, we need healthcare, we need businesses that provide services to families beyond the auto zone and the couple of things that are out there. We would love to have better facilities to be able to open our library for the community. We'd like to have sports facilities that could be open for the community on weekends. We've talked a lot about adding to our campus. We have a huge campus. It's nearly 10 acres, much of it unused during the school day because we can't supervise that many children on 10 acres. We don't have enough staff to do that. And to be able to put other buildings on that might house medical, dental, mental health services, that might have meeting spaces for learning for parents, for students, small business. Oh, there's a micromigrante movement starting in the neighborhood that's really powerful. We'd like to be able to assist parents by at least providing a space for that to happen. So just to give you some ideas, we're ready. We have a two-way Spanish immersion program that meets the needs of our kids because about half of our kids are coming to school native speakers of Spanish. It's a very successful program, so we're really incorporating that aspect of our community. And I see I'm out of time. Anyway, we're open. We want to collaborate with the city, and we thank you for what you've done so far.
Well, thank you, Principal, to you and your staff. Really appreciate it. And don't let that guy with the green bow tie out of your sight. He's from Portland
Fancy.
Community College.
Fancy life.
He's looking for a dance partner. All right. So this council might know the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative by a different name, which is the Micro URAs. It is a project of the city and the county. Of Chair Kogan and myself, and we picked five main streets in the city that showed great promise but needed some help to get going. And that we announced that the, what did we call it, that if the five potential main streets and they each had to raise a certain amount of money to qualify. They all have, and it's very exciting. But it is a city-county initiative, a chair-mayor's initiative, and there is a county piece as well that applies to the entire county. And so I wanted to recognize it's a city-county effort, and two, give you a chance to talk a little bit about the other sort of complementary part of the program.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. Warren Fish, Senior Policy Advisor to Chair Jeff Kogan at Multnomah County. Got to be careful when I come to watch great things at City Council and get called up to speak. Didn't really prepare for that, but I really just want to thank you all and applaud the city and council and mayor for your leadership on this incredibly important part of our city and the leadership of Debbie Bischoff through Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, but this really is an effort where all hands are on deck, it appears, with Portland Development Commission and the Neighborhood Economic Development Initiative, which we're partnering to support through our micro-lending program. transportation with safe routes to school. These schools are terrific schools. I volunteered in a couple of them, and just a ton of potential up here in these schools. And glad to see the park piece moving along, but it's a really it's a dynamic part of the city, and you know, dangerous intersections. There's a lot of work to be done, and you know, like was mentioned, there hasn't been the long history of city infrastructure here that there has been in elsewhere. But with all that said, to speak specifically to the microlending program that the county is involved in, we aim to help emerging and very small businesses, many of which are owned by people in poverty, with small loans, and we're partnering on that with two existing microlending institutions here, active locally in these populations, Microenterprise Services of Oregon and Mercy Corps Northwest. And that's really the front door for the program, but it aims to support the efforts of the Neighborhood Economic Development Initiative and the five key areas of the city and the county that there is enormous opportunity and potential in, but we have a lot of work ahead, and I just applaud the progress that's being made, and great to be a witness to the good work of so many people in the room. Thank you.
Send our thanks back to the chair and to the commission.
Will do.
And thanks for your efforts. All right. Is that everybody? This is a report I move to accept.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion to accept the report?
Leonard?
Well, it's a pleasure to be voting on something so positive, and just not to be overly repetitive, but I have observed from sitting here since I've arrived, Debbie Bischoff's work in Concordia is amongst the best of staff's work in the city, and I've always been impressed with that. So that's excellent. And Concordia College has been a gem hidden in Northeast Portland for as long as I remember. The first house I bought was in Concordia back in the early 70s, and Concordia College was a place that even though I'd grown up in the area, I hadn't really known well, but got to know very well and appreciated from then till now. And if anything, you've gotten much better over the decades and opening yourselves up to the community, and it's greatly appreciated. So it's wonderful to see all the neighbors working together, come together with a plan that all of us can rally around. Thank you. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, Mayor Adams was showing me the map of that when neighborhoods were annexed, and really you're doing a remarkable work in to catch up, as he mentioned, on those 150-some years of not having city services. My neighborhood in Southwest was annexed in 1979, so I share many of the challenges. And so I applaud you as citizen activists. I have to mention Kathy First, another great leader of the Cully Association of Neighbors, who I got to know when they were working on Sacagawea Park. And at that point, there really wasn't a robust neighborhood association. And she went door to door and informed people of what was going on and why it mattered. And now every time I visit Cully, which I'm happy to do every year, there's 40, 50 more people enjoying each other's company and working hard on a lot of issues. So then when you add a planner like Debbie Bischoff to that mix, and then a great partner neighborhood like Concordia that has had more of a history of activism and both long-term neighborhood stalwarts and fresh energy coming in, and you add NEA and the schools and all the other partners and Concordia University, who actually I got to know Concordia when my sons were playing basketball, and your great coach Brad Barbaric was an ambassador to Southwest Portland, and your gym welcomes kids from all over the city, helping them understand that this college could be part of their dream too. So it comes together in a plan like this, which then does receive the funding and the leadership of Mayor Adams to look at the complete package of how do you leverage volunteer hours and then put in PDC resources and other effort to the micro your urban renewal districts, and how do you get everybody working together? And it's tribute to everybody, because it's one of those things that each one of you could say, I helped that happened, and it wouldn't have happened without me, but without each one of you, it wouldn't have happened either. And so I commend you, and I thank you very much for your hard work. Keep up the good work. Aye.
Fish.
You know, one of the criticisms of the commission's style form of government is you have five actors acting independent of each other. That's the harshest criticism that's leveled at this form of government. I don't actually think that's true, but there's a perception. And the purpose of a community action plan is to bring all the bureaus and all the commissioners together towards a common purpose. And I think there's been a couple since I've been on the council that have accomplished that goal. This is one. This, I think, is the most conspicuous. And I join in all of the praise of Debbie's work and her colleagues. But I think the East Portland Action Plan has also brought a focus. And what it's done is allowed each of us to focus on what our part is to contributing to the successful revitalization of a community. I have the great honor of leading parks and housing, which, as I look at the goals of this plan, are really primarily focused on goals 3 and 4 around livability and community building. And what's happened in the last couple of years is we have forged partnerships with many of you to do some things smaller scale, but what we think significant in impact. And I just want to call out a few, and particularly because some of my colleagues are here from parks. A new community garden at Sumner Street, which is was something like 15 years in the making or something extraordinary when we christened it this fall. That's 38 plots and is moved us towards our goal of 1,000 plots, which the Climate Action Plan called for. The Housing Bureau has been a significant investor at Hacienda and most recently in the revitalization of the Villa de Sueños, an incredibly important piece of property on their campus, and we're proud to have been able to provide city financing for that. Parks Bureau acquired the Werben property, and as excited as I am by the vision for the Let Us Build Thomas Cully, with the financial constraints that we're dealing with, it probably will have to be done in a phased way, as has been proposed, but there is an opportunity, I think, at the Werben property at 52nd and Alberta to use some other tools, including SDC money, to do the master planning and actually a build-out on that and maybe get a test case of how we do that working together. Gary alluded to the funds that went into the field at Concordia, and that really was a tribute to the work of the mayor and Commissioner Leonard when they struck the deal with Mr. Paulson, because a commitment was included in that deal that $250,000, $50,000 a year for 5 years, would be invested in community-based fields. And this was selected because of the commitment, Gary, that Concordia made to Northeast United, which is always having difficulty finding space for their kids. That commitment led to the Timbers money, which the city negotiated, being allocated to that, and we're very proud of that. I'm going to beat the mayor to the punch on this one, but just say that the one way that you experience this community at its best is through Sunday parkways. And you get a sense of the vitality, and that's when we close down streets and we get on our bikes and we get a chance to come together. And that I think, is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So that's a flavor of some of the things that my bureaus are partnering with people on the ground to do community building. We're just beginning, but we have high hopes. Ultimately, we'll probably need a bond measure to do the complete build-out of Thomas Cully Park. But it is an essential component of the long-term health and viability and prosperity of that community that we deliver on that park, and it will be a cornerstone of a future bond measure that I will lead. So to my colleagues, to Debbie and her team, and to all of our community partners, and to my team at Parks and Housing, I'm just very proud of the progress we're making together. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, great work. This is an excellent plan with lots of detailed actions, and particularly, as I've always called out, your groundbreaking early childhood assessment and needs report. This truly is like no other neighborhood plan we've seen, so it's nice to see a plan that integrates kind of the human side of things with the bricks and mortar side of things, which most of our other neighborhood plans kind of focus more on the bricks and mortar, what we need in terms of parks, but doesn't focus on what we need in terms of the souls of our children and making sure that they're successful. I was particularly struck by the principal's remark that 3 out of every 10 people there are children in the Cully Concordia neighborhood compared to 1 citywide. That's I didn't know that. So anyway, all the more reason to move forward on making sure that we can serve the needs of our young children in that area. And thank Debbie for the for being such a good leader, and all of you for being such good leaders as well. Aye.
Adams.
Well, I too want to thank Debbie for your great work. I want to acknowledge the team that you work with, of Bureau of Planning Sustainability, and the team in my office of Lisa Libby, Rehana Ansari, and Jana Pappas, believe it that, because I can't pronounce the rest of her name. Sorry, Jana.
Papathitouas.
And I want to thank, though, the folks sitting here and others that I've known for a long time, some of you, and you stuck with us. And I want to thank you for the perseverance. This is a great part of town, and I'm happy to be part of a team up here on the City Council that has put the kind of focus and effort that they have on making sure that Cully Concordia reaches its full potential. Again, I want to thank the chair and the Multnomah County for their partnership on this, and Commissioner Johnson, Nicholas Johnson of the Portland Commission on Disabilities, who happens to be a Cully resident, but I also want to thank you, Commissioner, for your work on advising us on street improvements, not just in this neighborhood, but across the city, and thank you for that. So I'm very pleased to vote aye, and we've only just begun. Aye. All right, that gets us to, you're welcome to leave. We will not be offended. Can you please read the title for 1381?
Authorized sole source acquisition and a redevelopment agreement with the Portland Winterhawks, Inc. and Rip City Management, LLC, doing business as Portland Arena Management, for the renovation of Veterans Memorial Coliseum and exempt bond requirements.
So what's before us is the product of, I think, a number of steps at City Council. It's sort of the next step in a number of steps that City Council has considered in the past. There is urgency to this matter. And the urgency is we continue to get contracts back with not insignificant savings from original bid estimates, and we want to take advantage of that. In addition to the jobs that were produced by moving swiftly now. There are three other reasons to move swiftly. One is we are in the midst of sort of the last quarter of our work with the Oregon Department of Transportation on reconfiguring I-5 in that part of the city. We've received bids back, and we're in negotiations on the Eco District, and so being able to move into design and construction on Veterans Memorial Coliseum allows us to move that forward. In terms of moving forward in this particular form, the Portland Arena Corporation has operating rights to the Veterans Memorial Coliseum until 2023, and their business partner, the Winterhawks, is the only private sector entity that is investing $10 million in the project. Portland Arena Management has agreed to work as basically the general contractor without charging project management fees. They have experience, and their team have experience doing this kind of work in the recent renovation of the Rose Garden Arena and the construction of the original Rose Garden Arena. So I'm happy to answer, and staff is available if you want to answer any questions to answer. Does anyone want to testify? Hearing none, Carla, would you please call the vote on the ordinance?
Fritz.
Well, thank you to Mayor Adams, Portland Development Commission, the veterans community, the Winterhawks for their investment, the Blazers for their management of the project, and TriMet and Neil McFarlane, who have assured me that early in the new year, all of the MAX trains will announce that it's Veterans Memorial Coliseum is the stop for the Rose Garden, and they're also going to change the tapes in the Rose Garden. So I really appreciate everyone's investment in this, particularly the Winterhawks, who are investing $10 million. I'm sometimes skeptical of sole source agreements, but in this case, Portland Arena Management is going to be managing in conjunction with the Rose Garden, and that makes a lot of sense. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Adams.
Again, I want to thank the great two members of my team that have been great on this, Peter Pariseau and Ada Mansari, and the former team member, Skip Newberry. All right, we're adjourned. 2 week vacation.
Yay, me too.
try to run things.